At Radio Ray RTE, The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Now, 51551 or 0870 32 32 32. Noel Fitzpatrick, super vet, is returning home to Laois to be honoured as part of the very first Lovely Laois Festival this September, and Noel joins us on the line now. Good afternoon, Noel.
How are you? Are you all right?
Good. Congratulations.
Oh, no. Sure, award is only for what the cause is for, and that's to spread light and love. Hey, listen, I'm sorry about your mum.
Oh, thanks very much, Noel. That's nice of you.
No, it's fine. It's fine. That's the whole point of a festival or an honour, Ray. At the end of the day, it's bringing people together, celebrating where you come from and spreading some love. That's all we got, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. How are you?
I'm all right. I've just seen out a spinal case. I'm in my practice in Surrey here in sunny England. Mm. And I've just seen out a little dog that I operated on yesterday. And I'm about to see out another one with an infected leg that was going to be chopped off. But we managed to save it. So that's good, isn't it?
Yeah. And what's the cutting edge now? I remember talking to you over the years and you know, you were replacing shoulders and all sorts of things on dogs.
Yes.
Things that have never been done before. So what's the latest cutting edge when it comes to veterinary medicine?
I think it's the advances in spinal surgery and in brain surgery and all of that kind of stuff now. I think we've pretty much conquered the endoprosthesis and the exoprosthesis and the joint replacements. Uh-huh. So shoulder replacements, knee replacements, hip replacements, all of that. That stuff we do every week or so. But for a long time, there were areas of the spine that we couldn't really handle very well. And this dog I've just seen out has had a custom-made implant. It's called a FUSS, Ray, F-U-S-S, a Fitz Universal Spinal Stabilization System.
Right,
catchy,
fuss.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, good.
What's all the fuss about? So, yeah, there's a lot of advances there right now.
Right. What about dementia in animals?
Yes. There is dementia in dogs as well, and in fact, as you well know, Ray, because you've been wonderful, thank you so much down the years for coming to my talks and stuff, you know that once this, apart from spreading love, the thing that I would really like to do is get animal and human medicine converging together. And there is a form of Dogzheimer's, the same as there is Alzheimer's, and a lot of these diseases can be studied side by side. So the charity I founded, the Humanimal Trust, is currently funding a study on cancer in dogs and humans at the same time, and our hope is to be able to study these neurological diseases side by side as well, Ray.
How would you determine if a dog is suffering from Alzheimer's?
Well, there's a number of tests that you can do, including MRI and all of those things. But the reality is that a lot of that, as it is in human medicine, is a clinical decision.
Yes.
So you go to somebody who knows what their years and years of experience, Ray, is the proper answer to that, plus some imaging.
Right. Okay. No, I'm being selfish here because I'm asking about our dog. We suspect that maybe, I don't know, he was a very quiet dog for years. He's 14 and now he's just constantly barking, a sort of a sharp.
And what's his name?
Teddy.
Teddy. Well, it could well be, and that's very common. I often hear this story, Ray, that as dogs get older, my own dear friend Kira, who's now passed, was a bit like that as well. And sure, as the Queen said to me, barking is fine. You just need to know which bark to listen to.
Well, no, but it's fair. And you have all these years of experience. It's like parents with their child knowing what sort of cry a baby, you know,
yeah,
is it
exactly
a hungry cry or an uncomfortable
exactly
cry or what sort of cry it is. Yeah,
exactly that.
Yeah, yeah. And this poor Teddy doesn't sound like he's a happy, it's not a happy bark anyway.
Thing is his bark could change depending on his vocal cords and the stuff that's going on in his brain.
There you go. Yeah.
So I wouldn't panic too much unless he's manifesting actual signs of pain. I would give him lots of cuddles, man.
Yeah. Now, I love talking to you because you're so interesting about cutting-edge stuff. So I'm interested to know what's happening with AI and veterinary medicine.
Yes. So that is the new era. So television, terrestrial television, is not going so well here in the UK. We've moved all of my content onto a YouTube channel called SuperVet ER.
Right, right.
So I'm asking people to like that and subscribe that. And a lot of AI is coming into not just the algorithms that allow people access to this stuff. So you type in XYZ and hopefully our goal with SuperVet ER, the YouTube channel, is to build a community of compassion, to build love out in the world, because there's too many bad influences. And my fear for AI is the bad influences it can have. But in, I suspect your question is more related to medicine.
Yes.
We're about to invest in a new MRI scanner that we are using 10,000 cases to program AI into
it. See, there
so
you
that
go. That's it, yeah.
We can get the data on dogs' livers, dogs' brains, dogs' spines, which are different to humans. And AI will only put out what you put into it. So if we educate it properly in the in our new MRI scanner, for example, that will be really helpful in looking for small cancers. And Ray, maybe when I'm long gone, there'll be an AI version of me that we'll program.
Do we really
so
want
you and I can still chat? And if we program just that into it, then it'll just be love. Well, it'll be love, AI love.
Yeah, AI love. No, I got, as it stands, I could tomorrow, right, do an interview with an AI version of you. I could do it at home tonight and play it out
for
people tomorrow.
Could.
Yeah. So the brilliant thing about AI though for diagnostics is that, and you're saying 10,000 images, X-rays or MRIs of various livers and hearts from dogs, and they can scan that. AI, the machinery, can scan that in a fraction of the time it takes humans to do it, and then
they
see patterns.
Yeah, patterns, exactly that. But as I say, you only get out what you put in. So it will be all well and good interviewing an AI version of me, but I haven't inputted all the right data yet, Ray.
Yeah.
But I will. And it's really important going forward in medicine that we input the right data. And I hope for society and for humanity generally that we don't end up with a Skynet, James Cameron type situation, but rather a situation where AI is actually helping humans rather than hindering them. I hope.
Yeah, well, like any doctors I talk to, they say that definitely AI is going to help them in diagnostics. Because, you know,
for sure.
Yeah.
Within 5 years from now, I'll have an AI-assisted robot with me.
Will you? Doing surgery?
Help him. Yep, absolutely.
Wow.
And that's, you know, going to happen in the next few years. The robot's already there. You know, it's just more accurate guidance for placing your screws and all that kind of stuff. And the robot can see in 3D. You know, I mean, I've done my best over the years, right, to see in 3D, but this will help people to guide their hand. Yeah.
And what are trends in pet ownership? No.
What do you mean?
Well, like, I'm just wondering because, you know, we hear constantly about the amount of time that people spend on screens.
Yeah.
And how there's sort of a disconnect in a world where we're digitally connected to everything.
Yeah.
Ironically, we're not as connected as we would have been years ago. I'm wondering...
Well,
go on.
No, what I was going to say was actually that's apropos the lovely Leash Homecoming event that
yes.
I'm coming home
right.
to. And the reason I mentioned that, I know we'll run out of time in a minute, but it is very apropos what you're saying, because people being friendly to each other, people reuniting, maybe people who were during COVID all on their own are coming together for the first time for a literary day and for a brush dancing and folk dancing and
right.
ballads and trad
right.
and all that stuff. But with animals, they come together because I'm there. And that's what the whole point of my award isn't for me. I've gone long since past the ego now, Ray. So it's all about bringing people together, and that's what animals do. So the trends I'm seeing is that people are realizing more and more the value of an animal in their life. In fact, my sister Frances is doing a playwriting workshop at this
right.
thing, and there's a literary day with Patrick Bergen, the actor.
Yeah.
And the one common thread among all of that, whether you're listening to music or whether you're hugging a dog, is it gives you a sense of belonging and it gives you a sense of love and respect and wholesomeness in your life and maybe fulfillment as well for people who are lonely or having mental difficulties and all kinds of stuff. So that's the trend, and I think society's realising that.
Lovely Leash Festival. It's the 5th to the 7th of September, and tickets and event details, check out lovelyleashfestival.com. And it's having a moment, Leashes. I don't know if you know this, but the Rose Tralee,
yes,
2025, Caitlin Cummins, yes, a local electrician. Isn't that great, isn't it? First Leash Rose ever.
Indeed, and it's going to have another first, and Noel Fitzpatrick's bringing his band to Port Leash.
Oh, brilliant, because I was just about to talk to you about music, Noel, isn't that mad? Because I know that you get great joy from music. I was reading today that 10% of people don't get anything from music. They've no physical...
Well, they will
imagine
if they come
that.
To see us playing live. Because I had this exact conversation with Brian May. I know that's a bit of a name drop, but
yes.
It's okay. And I said to him, Brian, it's great that you could finish your degree in astrophysics. He said, I got distracted by a small band.
Yes.
Yeah, of course he did.
Yeah.
And then he said, well, Noel, you should fulfill your dream of actually, because he didn't realize I wanted to be him when I was 10.
Yeah.
So when he did, he said, you're allowed to achieve your dreams. You're allowed to believe in your dreams. And so he said, go for it, man. And so I did, and we formed a band, and we're going to bring it to County Leash. We're going to bring it to Port Leash, to the Midlands Hotel.
Brilliant.
On the 6th of September.
What's the name of the band, Noel?
About it. Well, it's funny you should mention that, because I was looking for a name, and Brian May said, well, I had this exact conversation with Eddie, and I'm like, what, Eddie Van Halen? And he said, yeah, the name of the band is Fitzpatrick. That's the name of the band, Ray.
Fitzpatrick.
Because Van Halen did all right, didn't they?
Yeah, and you're lead guitarist, lead singer?
No. I am the one of the three guitarists.
Yeah.
And we have a great singer. Oh, man. I can't wait till you see the band at
right.
some point.
Well,
one day we will play the Electric Picnic and we'll see how we fare.
Fitzpatrick. Listen, I'm learning to play the drums, Noel, just in case, you know, he phones in sick or something like
well,
that.
Well, Darby Todd, our drummer, is one of the best rock drummers in the world.
All right, okay,
so no problem yeah. you coming along and having a little wee lesson.
Right. Noel Fitzpatrick as part of the Lovely Leash Festival, 5th to the 7th of September 2025. Great talking to you, Noel. Mind yourself.
All is well. Thanks, Ray. God bless.